The ISI attack fitting militants have expanded their offensives in western Iraq after taking control of at least one more border crossing on the Iraqi Syria border. Security sources say the insurgents have taken control of Al-Walid border post in Iraq's Anbar province. It's the second border crossing that falls into the hands of the ISIL terrorists. Officials have also reported that 21 people have been executed in the western province. This is while Iraqi forces carry on with intensive air raids on the ISIL strongholds in the cities of Mosul and Al-Azim. Reports say more than 90 Takfiri militants were killed in clashes with security forces in Tikrit and Fallujah. Meanwhile, Iraq's defense ministry has announced the death of top ISIL leader Hamid Ismail al-Subaihi and three of his aides in Fallujah.
Beginning from Anbar province, near Iraq's border with Syria, Takfiri militants now overrun Al-Qaim and Al-Walid border crossings. They then seize the towns of Rawa, Ana, and Rusba, all on the Euphrates River. Rusba sits on the main highway from Baghdad to Jordan and Syria. The ISIL then took over the key dam city of Haditha. In Nineveh, the ISIL is in control of the provincial capital, Mosul, but fighting continues in the mainly Shia and Turkmen city of Tal Afar. There are pockets of resistance by government forces, especially around Tal Afar's airport. Moving south, Takfiri terrorists marched on Shurqat, on Tigris River, and then took the town of Baiji, home to Iraq's largest oil refinery. However, the refinery complex is still in Baghdad's hands. Although ISIL insurgents have engaged in clashes with armed forces in Tikrit, they've so far failed to seize the city completely. They are now at the gates of Samarra, where tens of thousands of army forces and volunteers have gathered. Moving to the eastern province of Diyala, the Iraqi army has the upper hand in Mogadishu's fighting. The nearby town of Jalula is also under the control of Kurdish Peshmerga forces.